Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Match Ball.
Hello there. Welcome to the Match Ball for Leeds versus Man City. It's brought to you with Levi Solicitors. There is a 10% discount, as always, on your legal fees at levisolicitors.co.uk/thesquareball. 15% until the end of January 2023 on Michael.
Convincing.
Rob.
Probate.
Yes. Michael.
Wills.
Correct.
Well done. Okay.
Be better for our sponsors.
Sorry, yeah.
Honest to
God. You can have all those things.
Live on YouTube for our TSB Plus members. If you're checking the video out as well. After the event, if you're listening to the playback of it, you can get it in your podcast app as well. Dan, Michael and Rob here to analyse that, which was Leeds against Man City, and we lost 3-1. Who won, Michael? Come on. Be the voice of reason here.
It's hard to feel anything strong about it.
I know.
We were obviously like light years behind them, and it felt like they beat us in second gear.
But did we restrict them to second gear?
But it wasn't as bad as I probably feared, truthfully.
Come on, Rob. You're young, you're full of hope.
Oh God, here we go again.
Did you not think in that first half that we, up to a point, I know they had loads of shots and stuff, up to a point that we which I know is kind of what you do.
We forced them to put the ball over the bar continuously.
But do you know what I mean? In the first half, I thought we maintained our shape quite well. There were moments when it was a bit harum scarum, but I thought we were all right in the first half. And then it got to, do you not think when they went forward in injury time that everybody kind of thought, not before half time, that's not fair, get to half time.
It felt like they lulled us into a false sense of security by just missing a lot of really quite good chances. I mean, I was basing my hopes before the game on Haaland pulling a bit of a Jermaine Beckford, which he did try his best to do,
By only scoring two goals, that's what he did.
I mean,
he didn't celebrate.
How many chances did he have? Like, he must have had like five. Melier just seems to be saving one-on-ones constantly. But yeah, it was weird because just before half-time, I was sort of thinking, oh, God, take this. Like, this is all right, actually. But you did just sort of neglect the fact that they'd missed five great chances before that. I thought it was about half an hour in the first half where we were sort of all right. Like, Haaland nearly scored after about 30 seconds or something insane where you thought, oh no, God, it's going to be one of those days. But then for about half an hour, I didn't really make any notes on my phone because nothing was really happening. They were sort of restricted to long-range shots.
Do you make notes?
I believe it.
I make some little notes on my phone too.
My notes are in there.
Yeah.
I'm tapping my head for the audio listener.
But then from about the 30th minute onwards, it is just Man City chances until they score, which is how it felt, really.
But we caused them some problems in spells. We did.
Only towards the end.
Do you know what it is?
We didn't cause them any problems until 3-1.
I've come back after. I feel like a little bit more zen about Leeds United after this break and feel like there's no point anymore in getting upset or stressed by them. We're just waiting, aren't we, until something happens.
That's not how you feel.
It is how I feel. I feel fine. It's not. I'm fine. Come on, you can't tell me that you found that a stressful experience.
No, but that's because this isn't a stressful game because we don't need anything from this.
Well, we do. We need points and goals.
Yeah, but not from this. Come on. No one had it. No one had this down as a lead.
I think maybe that's why it hasn't caused any anxiety or anything like that because we went into the game not expecting anything. We didn't get anything. It played out pretty much as we expected, which was them just biding their time and scoring some eventually because, well, it's a cheat, isn't it? It's just a cheat. Man City is just a cheat.
having that many good players.
They've got that many good players. They've got the wealth of the sovereign wealth of a nation behind them for 15, 20 years or whatever it is they've had now. And they've bought loads of good players with it. They've got like the best coach in the world. And we came up a couple of years ago and we're not as good as them. Nowhere near as good as them. And yet we still caused them problems at times.
Yeah, I think that caused them problems at times. He's doing a lot of work, to be honest.
I don't think we did.
Miserable, Perry.
The first half, we had one shot, which was Willie Nonto sort of half volleying a long throw-in over the bar. And then the second half, I thought, was better. I thought Click, Aylin, Gellert made a nice difference. Click, particularly for kicking Jack Grealish and then shoving him in the head, which was...
like, I think he flicked him.
It was just beautiful. Like, because he chased back and he'd sprinted past Rasmus, and I think he just thought, look, I've run this far, you're not getting past me.
I think Pepper as well had probably spotted what happened there, that Grealish was starting to get involved with the crowd, and I think he took him off on purpose. He was making a point there.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, it did...
So we won that battle.
Sort of. I mean, Grealish...
Should we talk about Jack Grealish for a bit?
Should have got a couple, shouldn't he?
Yeah, he's a dreadful human, though, isn't he? I mean, I know he did all that nice stuff with the kid during the World Cup with the celebration, and he seems to be generally nice when you see him on video. But he's a dreadful human, isn't he, really? I mean, really. Come on.
he's definitely an irritant on the pitch, isn't he? He spends an awful lot of time rolling around. I think the one time he did actually hurt himself, that was his fault as well, because he did that thing where he dangles a leg to make sure he gets contact.
Jumps into people.
Yeah, he started jumping into someone, but then I think he actually did hurt himself at one point.
That's a shame.
Which was good.
Yeah, he did go a bit... Boy who cried wolf. I thought in the first half early on there was a couple of free kicks given for fouls on him, which I thought were quite soft and just Jack Grealish doing Jack Grealish things. And then the next challenge, I think he did actually get clattered a bit and the ref was like, no, play on.
I think the thing that stood out for me tonight and why I can't feel too upset about it, and I think there's plenty to be hopeful about, is I watched our players in that first half just not able to pass to each other.
Did that make you feel
that
hopeful?
Makes you hopeful?
Well, no. I thought you saw them passing to each other. When they got their first goal, everything they did was right. They passed to each other and they were all in the right positions and they did make all the right decisions. And I thought, that's what good footballers do. And then I watched our players and they didn't do that.
Do you not think we should be able to do that?
I do, but there are levels to this game, as the saying goes, but I don't mean it in a kind of cliched way. I do want us to be better. And it seemed like every time the ball dropped in our box in that first half, there was sort of a loose panic took hold and people were just punting it away and stuff like that. And I just ended up, the reason why I feel hopeful is I just thought, we just need better players. It came down to a very simple conclusion. We just need better players.
Yeah. It's boring, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
But I don't know,
I feel like the same problems we've seen this season were still there, weren't they? Yeah. And you can to an extent write them off because you can go, well, Man City are dead good. But they're not passing to each other thing is a problem. And I know they're good at pressing and they're very good with the ball, so you get very few opportunities to actually have it. But we make it difficult for ourselves sometimes. Mm.
Richard Lay in the comments on YouTube says, I think you should rewatch the first half, Dan. There was plenty of sloppy possession from Man City too. Absolutely. But then again, I think we've got to give ourselves credit as well for the way that our shape was set up to try and narrow the middle of the pitch. We made it all very compact in there and it kept forcing them to go across and across, which was slightly worrying in the sense that you thought, if they get clear on that side and then switch it, we're in trouble. But that's an age-old problem for Leeds anyway, isn't it? Mm. I thought we handled them relatively well. We stopped them passing through us a lot of the time.
I was interested by... at half-time, I was looking on Twitter just to see what certain journalists were saying and what the general reaction to the first half was, because I found it, like I say, just a little bit strange. And I found it interesting that Sam Lee, who covers City for The Athletic, was saying that often when City do that thing of just that death by 1,000 passes, it's often quite an ugly, slightly turgid game because it is sort of boring just watching one team have the ball. I think Leeds had 26% possession at halftime. But he was saying, actually, tonight is kind of a lot more entertaining than usual because City are creating a lot of chances. So this is what Sam Lee was saying. So you do think, that doesn't reflect well on us either. I just find it strange, this whole... World Cup break, season reset, new formation, everything's tailored towards this first Man City game.
I thought this was the last re-season friendly.
Oh yeah, but then you look at it and you think, well, we've not really laid a glove on him, certainly in that first half, and we've conceded a load of chances and looked quite wide open at the back at times, and I think that doesn't fill me with hope. But no. It is City, and there is that caveat of, they're fucking good, and there were times tonight where some of their players did stuff you just think, bloody hell.
Yeah, we're just not capable of that. We just
but
do not have the players.
We can be a good team as well, I think. And I think we're falling down.
Did you not completely shit your pants when, and I looked at the clock exactly when this happened, when Haaland went through in the first minute, and I looked at the clock and it was 50 seconds had elapsed, and I thought, we're in for a long night here. But then I thought we got to grips with them all right in that first half, up to a point.
I failed to have much enthusiasm for that first half. I thought they should have, by the time they scored, there should have been a couple up, was my reading of it.
Mm. Probably, yeah, but you're always going to concede chances against Man City. They're going to get them because they're dead good.
Mm. And then those moments we did have to kind of counter on them, I thought we just gave the ball away really sloppily. Rocker was frustrating. I thought, I don't know what you think of him. There was a moment at the end, he gave the ball away really cheaply a few times, and then there was a moment at the end of the game where there was a chance for him to counter running the ball out of Leeds' penalty area and he stood on the ball and fell on his face. And that kind of summed up his night, really.
Yeah, I thought Greenwood would probably our best midfielder today, which was unusual given he's a young striker.
There was a bit of the yips with him as well, wasn't there? That panic in possession. But he wasn't the only one. I'm not laying it as a criticism on it on him. But when your best player is giving the ball away, it's a bit of a worry.
I'm not saying it was brilliant, but I don't think anyone was particular. I'm just looking actually the momentum graph that we've looked at before on the SofaScore. Do the first half, this is a line below is Man City pressure. A line above is Leeds pressure. We don't have a single bit above the line in that first half, which suggests we didn't have the ball in possession in their half at all.
Okay.
So I think that was bad. I think containing them in the first half.
What do you expect?
Second half looks a bit bad. Second half, we did actually create some chances. There was, let's be honest, that moment where it was crossed and it was Joffe, wasn't it? Put it just wide. I think it was Aaronson and Greenwood down the left.
Would have made it 3-2.
Yeah, that would have made it 3-2. And there was a bit where you think, gets interesting.
If that goes in. But this is it. Football turns on moments, doesn't it? And they wasted a load of moments in the first half when maybe they should have been outside.
And no matter how good you are, there's a weird mental thing that being 3-0 up and going back to 3-2 late in the game, you do start to shit yourself, no matter how good you are and how many times you've seen through games like that. There's still a bit of you thinks, oh, fuck, we're going to throw this away now.
And that right there is the essence and the beauty of football and why we shouldn't be too downhearted, I think, tonight. Can I just throw something about Radrazzani at you? Alexi Lalas of American football, not that kind, fame. He of the beard and the hair, yeah, has tweeted out saying, Leeds aren't supposed to beat Man City, so this result doesn't really matter. That's the reality of the EPL hierarchy. Moving on. And then that's been liked by Andrea Radrazzani.
Okay. I've seen loads of people slagging off Alexi Lalas recently. Because
he's been quite opinionated.
Now I follow some US men's national team accounts to see what they're saying about our glorious boys. I noticed a few of them being like, Lalas needs to shut up. He's a dickhead.
But Radrazzani, I'm not using that as a stick to beat him with, by the way. He's just, I think that's just the sort of person he is. It's heart on the sleeve, isn't it? Stuff.
I did see someone tweeting about Radrazzani. It was Daryl RS29. I wrote it down, or 28. I can't read my own writing.
29.
Saying that Ornstein is there and Radrazzani's dressed smartly, so to expect some sort of athletic piece.
Do we get the interview soon?
Quite possibly.
Oh, well, we've got Phil in here tomorrow, so me and you are back in with Mr. Hay at 11 o'clock recording the in-between Man City and Newcastle show, so we'll pick his brains on that then. When he's off air as well, we'll get him to spill the beans.
Right, he'll tell us exactly what's happening, won't he?
Yeah, just the printed list. Overall, Premier League, innit?
What was good? I thought Nonto was quite
good. Nonto was good. Tricky.
He's our best player, isn't he?
It's weird, isn't it? And again, he was when Grealish. Nonto was straight over as well, getting involved, which was nice to see.
Yeah, it's weird that we signed him by accident because we accidentally sold Dan James, so we had to buy someone else, and now he's our best player. Oh well,
he's good, isn't he?
He's really good.
He causes problems. I really liked watching him. What did you make? Let's do some tactics.
Oh God!
Let's talk about tactics. We played a 4-3-3 tonight, didn't we?
Probably, yeah. We didn't have the ball, so it was quite hard to tell.
What did you think of it, though? Did you not think it made us look slightly less porous?
Not really.
Come on, Michael. It's Christmas. Everyone's feeling happy.
Absolutely loads of good chances.
It's Man City. They've got a £1 billion squad.
I know, but they still had loads of good chances.
Is it Abu Dhabi or
they still had loads of good chances. So, yeah. No.
Like I said, what do you expect?
For them to have loads of good chances.
Yeah, good. So your expectations were not disappointed.
And they did. But they didn't score as many as I thought they would.
Yeah, and we should have scored more.
No, not really. Not really. Sorry.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Which one should we have scored?
Gellhart's chance that we mentioned before.
Right, do you know, FOTMOB. I'm going to a variety of sources here because I know this lists big chances. Do you know how many we had? Big chances?
Two.
Zero. Do you know how many they had?
Yeah, but that's size is relative.
0-7. Right. XG 0.59. Their XG 4.2.
XG's bollocks though, isn't it?
We got reasonably well pumped, but
pump in there. It was
3-1.
It was a comfortable-ish win for them, but we still made them uncomfortable in moments. Come on, Michael. I just want something from you.
Why am I getting Rob's
agree? It's good to be back, isn't it?
Rob, talk to me about the 4-3-3, Rob. What do you think?
Oh God, I don't know. It's something, isn't it? And it changes into other things at other times, which maybe helps that it's flexible. But as I say, like we've had a month break and it's been, let's see what the new ideas are after the break. Even though the 4-3-3 we did see little bits of it before the break. But yeah, like, it is that sort of, you know, I was really looking forward to getting back now. There is this like slight lull of, because, you know, we've had a month away and then we get back and it's meant to be different and it was sort of the same, really.
What did you expect from tonight? What was different tonight that let you down?
No, it was...
Well, the thing is, it was probably... The result is probably better than I expected. 3-1.
We should be happy. We only lost 3-1.
The disappointment is Woo-hoo! That it was slightly better than I expected.
I am being facetious, so really, carry on.
Which, it's just that thing of not laying a glove on him. It's like, you know, there's got to be...
We scored from a corner.
Yeah.
Best corner we've done in ages. Big sexy pirate scored. Celebrating his new contract.
I tell you what, for all the money Man City have spent, they don't have anyone half as sexy as Pascal.
No.
So that's... Well, money can buy you, because they could buy Pascal if they wanted to. But money hasn't bought them anyone as sexy.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's dive into some of the comments that have come out in the post-match as well, because Marsh is saying, I'm quoting Adam Pope here as well, so saying Marsh felt the side wasn't brave enough to begin with until going 2-0 down, but felt they'd frustrated City until going behind, but nervous play, so LUFC gave the ball away. Right, that pretty much tallies up with what we're saying. We were a little bit wasteful in possession. Would you agree with that? We weren't quite brave enough? Because that little spell that we had, maybe it was half a spell, when we kind of got them on the back foot and the game started to just stretch a little bit.
Yeah, I was thinking...
We had a bit of something in that.
I was thinking during that, I wonder if there is an argument that we're better when there's just a sense of, fuck it, let's just go and have a go. Like the Bournemouth when we're 3-1 down and you sort of just go, to hell with it. Let's see what happens. But then, I don't know what that says about Marsh, quite frankly.
Yeah, I'm always a little bit worried by Marsh's comments when he just talks about... He always talks about a sort of attitude thing, doesn't he? As opposed to anything else. And to do that all the time makes me think he doesn't maybe know what's going on, tactically speaking, because he always talks about attitude and bravery and desire and things like that. And I just think, are you just saying that because you don't know why it didn't work?
But what he said there, are you not being a bit unfair to him? Because what he said there
possibly,
basically tallied up with what we were saying before about being wasteful in possession and maybe like when the ball dropped in our area, so people punted it away rather than passing it to someone nearby, which would have been probably a better idea to retain possession.
But then from the start, we've seen that that's almost his tactic, and he's talked about winning the ball back from teams and getting the ball, progressing the ball further up the pitch and winning it back higher up the pitch. And so how does that tally with the idea of now being upset that we're not playing out the back? Because isn't that where we're meant to get our solidity from, that we don't give the ball away in our final third? I don't know. It feels like he contradicts himself a bit there, because he's talked a lot about winning the ball, and it's not necessarily a bad thing to lose possession because then you can win it back and you can win it back higher up the pitch and that sort of stuff. I don't know what he wants.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that is where there maybe is a bit of a City caveat, in where you think, well, they've just passed you to death and you're constantly concentrating and working out of possession, and then when you do get the ball, you're a little bit just like fucked, or you just get it in really awkward
places. I genuinely don't think they passed us to death. I know they had the majority of the possession, but how many times did they genuinely cut through us to the point where they should have scored? What, 7 times? Is that all?
I really admire your persistence with this argument.
I can't get upset. I had a word with myself, you know, like over the break, thinking football is supposed to be fun and enjoyment. I remember Moscow telling us off, like, was it towards the end of the first season back up, the Bielsa season, like telling us off for being stressed about the idea of going down. I'm just not bothered anymore. It's like I'm not bothered about Leeds. I'm saying I'm not bothered about the threat of relegation. If it happens, it happens. It's their daft fault, isn't it? If they do it, it'll hurt.
I mean, the passenger death thing.
We'll shout at them.
Just for the record, Man City 602 accurate passes, us 222.
Well, what do you expect? They spent a billion pounds.
I feel like I could tell you anything. I could tell you.
We had Sam Greenwood in our midfield.
I could tell you that the stats show that Man City should have won that 40-0, and you'd go, yeah, what do you expect?
Let's just enjoy it. Let's just enjoy the experience of being the fans of the greatest football club in the world. And do you know what? When they were singing about, I thought, all your trophies have been bought. They're not real.
They're not real. You're absolutely right.
All fine and well singing about your daft team with your billion-pound squad. It's not real.
Yeah.
There's no struggle involved in it. It's cheating.
It is cheating.
Yeah, and they've had the dice has been loaded in their favour for like a decade and a half. What do you expect? Stupid. Stupid game. So let's just enjoy it. It's 22 men kicking a football around a field, so I'm going to bloody enjoy it.
I mean,
from now until May. And you can quote me on that.
It was playing like number 80 or something today, and he was fucking brilliant. That's just really out of order.
You know, that's number 82, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, Cole Palmer came on, he's number 80. Well, yeah. that lad, I think, Imbra, I've blathered on about going over to watch Man City's Champions League game when they played, I can't remember who it was, the Spanish team. And I think he made his debut in that game.
Rico Lewis.
And I can't remember if he scored or if he had a really good game. But it was his debut, I'm fairly sure. And because I went over there with Sam, my lad, and we were just chatting about it afterwards, like, all of them are dead good. Like, they just bring young players on who are dead good.
Yeah, because if you're in like the 80s for squad numbers, you should basically be like a child who was never expected to play. And there he was, just looking really bloody good.
Yeah. It's like
18 years.
Phil Foden, bringing Phil Foden on off the bench. Like, what can you do about it?
Yeah, it was funny, like, looking down.
We brought on people who got promoted.
Well, I looked down Leeds' bench before the game, thought, oh, we've got a strong bench this week. We've got Jack Harrison and Joe Gellhart and Mateus Klich. And then it was like Consuelo and Foden. And yeah, that bit isn't exactly fair, is it?
It has been pointed out that they had three times the ball that we did, so they should have had more accurate passes than we did. Another win.
Well, no, I mean, that's stands to reason.
That's the real quiz.
That's kind of part of the problem, isn't it? Calvin Phillips?
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun.
Having him come back, and we sang, you're too fat to play for Leeds, but he gave a nice wave to the cop. The cops said hello back to him, and then they sung the Yorkshire Perlow song, which I don't agree with. I don't think you should be singing for ex-players when they come back, but fine, whatever.
Boo, we booing.
Yeah, no, just leave it. Maybe give him a nice little polite applause afterwards if he waves to us afterwards, but there's gladiators out there on that patch of grass going at it, hammer and tong, 22 men fighting for victory. We shouldn't be distracted by things like that.
Andy Ekuhirenti.
When he came on.
Diego's
come on to calm things down.
The subs were a bit weird, weren't they? Was I not the only one to think that?
I don't know. I think he just wanted fresh legs on.
I thought the what was the last one?
He did Aronson
and JB came on. Yeah, and there was a lot of pointing between the players of, are we? Am I? Are you? That was a bit strange. But by that point, it didn't really matter.
Rich, again, in the comments, he's got all these howitzers coming. He's saying, Ayling came off the bench and made stuff happen straight away. Foden came on to be a draft excluder. Yet another win.
That's true.
More effective subs.
Ayling came on and did Ayling flop within seconds.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it?
That was good.
Immediately, Ayling and Klich came on and they just straight away got on the ball and moved us forward and won the free kick.
Down that right hand side.
Yeah, and you thought, where's this? Why are we not doing stuff
Just a moment, and I thought, it's just like the old times.
I feel sad about the whole thing, I have to say, about them two coming off the bench. Because I'm aware that Klich, well, it could be his last game for us, I guess. And I was like, wow.
Ayling's got 6 months left on his contract.
I liked all that bit.
When everyone was singing the Klich song before he came on, that was really nice.
You know, during the World Cup break, I watched, you know, there's that video, it's on YouTube, it's 27, 28 minutes long, but it's every goal from the promotion season. Shouldn't have watched that.
Yeah.
that made me feel sad. I thought, those days are long gone.
I'll often watch
all those players are
if
gone.
If I'm feeling sad, I'll often watch that just to relive it all.
But I've come back, it's like, well, whatever, you know, daft.
It just made me sad watching it. Wouldn't even cheer me up. We've lost.
And Consuelo came off the bench for Man City. It's a shame Moscow's not here because he got COVID again, didn't he?
Did. Careless boy.
Yeah. So what else have we got? Atmosphere was all right, wasn't it, considering we basically were never in that game?
Atmosphere was all right,
I just said we were never in that game. That's a lie. We were in it all over.
Of course we were, yeah, apart from all the goals they scored and like the passes and that.
Well, what's wrong with you, Michael? Come on, we got to hate on Jack Grealish. He got a bit wound up.
Yeah, I suppose he did. I'm just looking through my notes. I did make a note.
We sung "You're Too Shit to Play for Leeds" at Haaland.
That says Liam Cooper is Bobby Moore, and then a minute after, terrible from Cooper, and they score. He did a really good tackle in front of the Man City fans down there.
Yeah,
there was I don't even know who it was. Someone was doing loads of tricky footwork, and he watched the ball and he took it off him, and I thought that's amazing. And then a minute later, I went, "Oh dear."
We should talk about that because that was probably one of the highlights of the game. I thought,
what, that tackle?
Where we were just the pass that just led to them running straight through and scoring.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was quite funny, wasn't it, really? I mean, you played against Man City, right? As I was saying, the dice is loaded entirely in their favour. The system is set up to support them. All the money that they've got, all the players that they've bought. We're just little old Leeds United with our 3 years after promotion and our pathway and things.
Love the pathway.
And we are scrapping.
I'm pinning it all on that fucking pathway.
And we are scrapping to stay in that contest today. Anything, you've got to make all the right decisions. Then they go and do that. I just thought, lads, just give yourselves the best chance. There's no need for that.
They really tried to share the blame of that goal as well. Because it was Strouk who sort of struggled to get it under control. Cooper was asking for him to pass it back to the keeper. Passed it to Cooper. And Cooper could have passed it to the keeper, but then he went square to drop to Robin Koch.
Look what you made me do.
Yeah, and you could just see Grealish running up behind him. It wasn't great, was it? At least he didn't score himself.
Oh, dear me. Anything else to add? Come on. What else happened in that game?
Let me have a look at
your notes.
Extensive notes. Oh, so many. So many, it's hard to read them all. I sort of given up by then, to be honest.
Also, I'll tell you what happened to me, which was quite fun. Where I sit is right under, literally under the overhang of the upper tier of the East Stand. And it's never happened before this, but somebody had evidently balanced some red wine on the barrier at the front and knocked it off because it started dripping down the front of the upper tier of the East Stand right onto my head, which was fine because I just zipped my jacket up. And people around us were kind of like, well, how come it's raining back here? And then we realised it was not rain and it started to smell.
It's illegal to do that, you know.
What's that?
Drinking within sight of a pitch. I hope that person was arrested.
Let's say it was Ribena.
Maybe they'd opened a vein. Some bloodletting.
Let's say it was claret. So anyway, it smelled vinegary, actually, just when I smelled it on my arm. But then,
doesn't speak well for the catering at Ellen Road, does it?
No, well, come on. But then the lad who sits just over the aisle from me, Tom, had made a decision to come out tonight in a white T-shirt with a white shirt over the top of it. And he looked like he'd been involved in some sort of stabbing incident.
Could have been piss. Someone with a bad infection. Yeah.
Maybe it was cranberry juice.
Maybe that's so many options.
Maybe that's what they're trying to deal with. Some sort of bladder issue.
Yeah, good idea.
Could have dealt with that. So maybe it was an attempt to be healthy. That's all I've got.
Yeah.
Come on, what's in your notes, Michael?
That's so good. I thought it was really... He was probably our best player. Again, in all the friendlies, the pre-mid-season, whatever you want to call them, friendlies.
Pre-season.
I've come to the conclusion that he might be our best player.
Mm.
And I'm kind of sticking with it.
Yep.
Which is a bit worrying.
We just need better players.
Yeah. But he only cost £3.5 million.
Well done, Victor.
I suppose so, yes.
Well done, Victor. Speaking of the ownership of the directors, the Radrizzani interview that's ran in Corriere dello Sport, the Italian sport newspaper, where he's talking about basically stepping aside, more investment being needed. He's saying they did it ages ago. If done a few months ago, it's just gone to press now. That's Marsh saying that Radrizzani told him that.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was done? The interview was done.
Yeah.
The takeover was done.
The interview.
He's right.
Kind of always just saying the same thing, isn't he, Radrizzani, more or less? It doesn't really change. It's all very subtle. And we all kind of know the score, so it's just, I don't know.
So, all in all, good night.
It's fine, wasn't it?
Not as good as you, clearly. I think you've genuinely enjoyed yourself.
You're buzzing.
I think we all just need to relax a bit.
Absolutely buzzing with the 3-1 spanking. The one goal we did not deserve to get has thrilled you.
I've been sat at home going full Calvin, shoveling fucking roses down my neck. And Quality Street. Been great fun.
Yeah. It's a weird game because I don't think Haaland or De Bruyne were that good. And then
they don't need to be, do they?
And then they still did loads of goals.
They did a few goals, but we could have done some goals too. So let's try and concentrate on the positives. And that
I can't shake the opinion, the feeling that we're not very good.
No, I don't think we are very good. I don't think we are.
Okay, good. I'm glad you've at least agreed with that. I thought you were going to go, no, we are.
But I think we're possibly better than we worry about. than you worry about,
mm-hmm.
and we'll probably be all right.
I don't know.
We'll, come on, look at what's going on in the Premier League.
We're definitely in the five worst teams.
Look at what's going on in the Premier League. Forest, nuts, they're going down. Southampton have put Nathan Jones in charge. Going down.
Moscow did last year when he said Newcastle won't win another game.
No, this
they've basically not lost a game since Moscow said that.
Who are we playing next?
Oh yeah.
I'm telling you now, mark me on this, we go there and we win.
Yeah.
I'm not an idiot.
I bet you said ahead of this one, oh, we've got one in us, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, didn't you?
No, fair enough. That's why I feel fine about it.
Fair play.
Expected nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I did watch the Man City Liverpool game and I was fearful it would be worse than 3-1 after watching that. And it's not been worse, so much worse.
Comment from John on YouTube. We're terrible and we need more players and a new manager and a bigger ground and richer owners.
Yeah, but apart from that.
But apart from that.
I mean, he's not wrong on any of that, probably.
Oh, Michael, come on, cheer up. It's Christmas still.
It's not, it's over.
Did you take your tree down today?
Just,
I took mine down today.
Fat and regretful.
Set fire to your tree. No joy anywhere.
Mine's plastic and I'll have to just huff all the fumes of it.
Listen.
Watch it cling to my skin as it melts.
We've got another game to look forward to at the weekend. Let's brush this one off.
I suppose we have, haven't we?
Onward. Towards our glorious 14th place finish.
I'd take 14th.
I was going to say 14th, bloody hell.
Oh,
that sounds great.
It's going to be great fun.
14th would be good.
Enjoy the ride, lads. That's all I can say. Enjoy the ride. I think that probably...
And we have been ridden this evening.
that probably wraps it up for tonight. Thanks for your company, lads. It's been great fun. Michael and I will be back inside exactly... We'll be back here in exactly 12 hours. So should we try and get some sleep together?
Not together.
Both of us try and get some sleep.
Big spoon, please.
Right, we will we'll speak to you next time. Cheers for watching / listening. See you in a bit.
The Match Ball.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.